AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A scary sight at the U.S. Capitol today. AP correspondent Mark Smith reports a gyrocopter landed on the West Lawn.
Witnesses say the small gyrocopter flew low along the National Mall before coming in for a pretty hard touchdown on a grassy area not far from the Capitol building. Police approached slowly and then took the pilot away. Afterward, with the area on lockdown, a police bomb robot rolled up to the copter to investigate.
A reporter for the Tampa Bay Times says Doug Hughes, a 61-year-old postal carrier from Ruskin, Florida, discussed his plan in advance with a newspaper. Ben Montgomery says Hughes flew to Washington from the vicinity of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, about an hour north of the Capitol. A prosecutor says Aaron Hernandez is just a man who committed a brutal murder. That's how the former star of the New England Patriots was described today after being convicted of first-degree murder in Massachusetts and sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. AP correspondent Michelle Smith reports Hernandez shook his head, pursed his lips, and sat down when he was pronounced guilty of killing Odin Lloyd, a landscaper who was dating the sister of Hernandez's fiancée.
He looked towards his fiancée, Shiana Jenkins, his mother, Terry Hernandez, who were sobbing and crying in the courtroom. He mouthed the words, be strong to them.
The Chicago City Council has agreed to pay millions to the family of a teenager killed by a police officer last fall.
The City Council approved a $5 million settlement to the family of this teenager who was shot 16 times by a Chicago police officer in October.
AP correspondent Don Babwin. Texas has just executed a man for killing a police officer 14 years ago. This is AP Radio News. He's not a presidential candidate yet. But New Jersey Governor Chris Christie sounded like one today when he told a town hall meeting in New Hampshire he's doubtful about the possibility of a nuclear agreement with Iran.
They have no basis to earn our trust. And the immediate lifting of sanctions would be acknowledging that everything they agree to do, we believe they're going to do.
President Obama told a town hall meeting in Charlotte, North Carolina, he's observing tax day today by highlighting plans to give working families a break.
My budget puts forward proposals to lower the taxes for working families who are trying to pay for things like childcare and college and retirement.
Obama says he's glad Republicans in Congress now agree that the income gap is a problem, but says the top-end tax breaks they're proposing to pass would only make the problem worse. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.